Good evening, and welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process with Dr. Suzanne Lee.
Happy New Year, and welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process. This is Susan Carroll, Dr. Suzanne Lee, Sue, whatever you call me, it's all fine with me. I'm happy to talk to you personally, the Arcturian said that I needed to be me for a minute here. And the reality is I am me when I'm being the Arcturian, which is what our challenge is now, isn't it? That we are closing that gap. We are closing that gap between our physical expression and our multidimensional self. Closing that gap between our physical expression on third dimensional earth and our light being expression on fifth dimensional earth, or wherever we're going to live after we ascend. We've got lots of options. It is a free will choice for each of us. So I'd like to begin by talking a little about 2010. It was a year, was it not? The energy was so intense. If you've been reading my blog, then you know how it has been difficult for me, as I'm sure it's been difficult for all of you. At the same time that it's difficult, it is so exciting for those of us who have been awake for a while, in my case, a long while, then it is so wonderful to see these truths coming out. And what's actually happening now, that we are leaving the Piscean age, where there is the Chela and the Guru, and the Chela is the poor little weak one that has to study forever. In fact, when I first started my spiritual teachings way back, when probably most of you were children. Anyhow, the Theosophical Society, that was what I first started reading. They said that it would take seven lives to ascend, and planetary ascension never mentioned. However, now it's just the thing on everyone's lips, at least everyone within our group being those who are ready to awaken, those who are ready to take on this wonderful adventure of creating, moving to, experiencing a fifth-dimensional reality. I know from my many emails that a lot of you have had a lot of fifth-dimensional experiences so far. And so we have, at least many of us, have had little previews of coming attractions. But let me return to my point here. I tend to wander as I'm speaking. And first, I'm going to wander a minute here, and I want to welcome every one of you who hear this show, either live or archived or forwarded or any way that you get it. I'm so grateful to be able to connect with you, and the Arcturians are so grateful that you are open to the experience of listening to a higher dimensional being. And also, I want to thank my great guests that I've had in this year. So, back to the Piscean Age. The other thing about the Piscean Age is that God was far away in heaven. And maybe if you were really, really good, you might get to go to heaven, but not too likely. At least purgatory. And if you were bad, then you would go to hell. All right, this is all very frightening. And this was the Kali Yuga. Those 2,000 years of the darkest of the dark. The lesson of the Piscean Age was belief, to learn to use your blind faith and somehow believe in God, because that was the only option we had. We really didn't have a goddess option or even a spirit option. At least I didn't in my reality. But believing in God, when it was nowhere around us, God was far away. However, many of us were fortunate enough to be able to actually talk with God or Jesus or Buddha or whoever it was that was the expression of your religious beliefs. For we pretty much had religion in the Piscean Age. Now we are moving into the Aquarian Age. Whereas the Piscean Age was blind faith, believing no matter what, the Aquarian Age is knowing, wanting, demanding to know the truth. And we have seen some experiences of that, haven't we? Disclosures, whistleblowers, WikiLeaks, the truth is coming out. And thank you, thank you, thank you, U.S. military, for providing us with the internet, which is an Aquarian Age instrument. For the Aquarian Age is group creativity, all of us working together as one being. And the internet is how we can experience this. So, 2011, we're kicking right in to the Aquarian Age and wanting to know our true self. Now, this process of knowing, if you follow my works, is a lot about raising the frequency of our consciousness. And initially, this happens for some and not for all, through the process of raising our kundalini. And the kundalini moves up through each chakra. And as it moves up through each chakra, that chakra spins faster. And as the chakra spins faster, then so do all of the cells within our entire body. And just like a water wheel that hadn't had much water in that stream for a while, and dirt and sediment settled into the edges, then suddenly there's a flood of water, and that wheel is spinning so fast, and all of that sediment, dirt, darkness, spins out away from the water wheel. So a lot of these things that we are experiencing is that our frequency rate of every molecule in our body is speeding up, and it is spinning out that which is of a lower frequency. So now we have the wonderful choice and the challenge to get to see every part of us that is afraid. In order to live in light and love, we must be willing to reveal our fear and to love our frightened one. To love our frightened one with all our heart. And to love our frightened one unconditionally. This is not easy. However, if we begin by looking in the mirror, whatever part of you that can look in the mirror, even if you start off with a lipstick mirror and only see your eyes, just try every day to look at yourself and say, I love you unconditionally. If you keep it up, and I think it took me maybe a year and a half, you'll begin to feel a sense of unconditional love for yourself. You begin to feel like, hey, you know what? I'm not perfect, but I'm pretty good. And you know what? I love me even though I'm not perfect. I love me because I'm not perfect. Because I had the courage, and I daily continue with that courage to keep on keeping on, even though there's many challenges, and even though sometimes my behavior isn't great, and sometimes I get depressed or anxious or angry, sometimes I have health issues or problems at work or with my kids or with my husband, with my friends. That's life in the third dimension. When we love ourselves unconditionally, then we can look at each one of these challenges as a lesson. Each one of these challenges has come into our life so that we can see how we are still holding on to fear. And when we love ourselves unconditionally, we can forgive ourselves unconditionally. We can look at those behaviors, those emotions, those activities, those addictions, and hold them within our heart, within our high heart, and love them unconditionally, and say, I love you unconditionally. I forgive you unconditionally. I accept you unconditionally. Then as we are able to have these feelings for ourselves, we can begin to have those feelings for others. For how can we give away what we don't have? So it is that process of finding within ourselves that which we want from others, because we all want to be loved unconditionally and accepted and forgiven unconditionally. When we go inside of ourselves and we ask for these unconditional traits, we have to go to spirit, because the third dimension is very conditional. Love is very conditional. Acceptance is very conditional. And forgiveness is very conditional. So as we move into ourselves and move into our own fifth-dimensional self, we can feel those spiritual emotions of unconditional love. It is this unconditional love that allows us to release that which is over. It is this unconditional love that allows us to raise our consciousness from the consciousness of dependence to independence, to the consciousness of family, to group, to the consciousness of collective, where we're beginning to feel the collective consciousness of humanity. And then into the state of consciousness, which is planetary consciousness, where we begin to feel that we are Gaia, we are Earth, and Earth is us. And if you're Earth, then we can move into galactic consciousness, because if we are Earth, then the galaxy is just our greater family. And if the galaxy is our family, then we can move into cosmic consciousness. This cosmic consciousness is infinity, infinite thinking, no endings, no beginning, fifth dimensional and beyond, living within the one, being a drop of light, a drop of individual light in a cosmic sea. And it is because of that component of individuality within unity that we have joined this third dimensional game of separation and limitation. And we are ready to take that gift that we have earned, that gift of feeling individual while also experiencing unity with all life. We are ready to take that gift back to our fifth dimensional self, who has always been awaiting us on Terra, fifth dimensional Gaia, and contribute it to the awakening of our complete multidimensional self. As we move into 2011, there will be many awakenings of many people. And it is our joy to be able to experience this and to be able to assist those who are just opening like small buds, and their petals are expressing the many octaves of themselves. And anyone who has found their way to listen to the Arcturian Ascension Process is probably pretty awakened already. So therefore, I speak to each one of you, dear listeners. You are going to have a wonderful year. because you are not afraid, because you are looking forward to all of the changes that will be happening, because you are finding your purpose more every day. And every day, in every moment, you are remembering to stay connected to your multidimensional self and to stay grounded on the body of Gaia. It is absolutely vital that we remain grounded, because we are absorbing and taking in and integrating and expressing a frequency of light that is far beyond our poor little earth vessels. Just like you can have two prongs for an iron, but you better have that grounding prong for the stove, we need to be grounded. We need to walk. We need to exercise. We need to garden, walk in nature, sit on the dirt, take long hot baths with sea salt and herbs, sing, dance, talk, write, be creative. For it is through our creativity that we share our multidimensional self. Our multidimensional self is limited by third dimensional language. Our multidimensional self wants to express all of our creativity, building, planting, singing, walking, being an athlete, being an actress, being an actor, whatever your creative expression is, do it now. Your creative expression will be your sanity. I cannot express enough. Through creativity, you are able to pull in the experience of being fifth dimensional while still holding a third dimensional earth vessel. And through the process of grounding, remaining grounded, we can protect our earth vessel. And you've all experienced that you have to eat different and sleep different. And I can see I'm running out of time. So I will return. We will talk about all this later. I want to take my last few minutes to say thank you so very much for all the wonderful support and love that you have sent me. The Arcturians thank you. Gaia thanks you. All of the wonderful multidimensional beings who you are, all thank you for remembering them, for expressing them, and for remembering that you are a beautiful multidimensional being of light. We are beginning a year of great experiences and huge transformation. Happy, happy new year. Happy 2011. Please share it with me through the radio show, my website, my blog, my YouTubes, my Facebook. Hey, I've got the internet thing down. Love you all unconditionally. Have a wonderful year. Bye. Great beings of light, we want you to know how your true self appears as you travel the flow. Your vessel of light floats the great cosmic sea. Gift of your love is abundant and free. The planets, yourself, the sun, your dear friend, their message of light you accept and then send. The stars of your system are one with your knowing. You work as one unit for the plan you are showing. Your beings expand to the heart of the galaxy as you accept and embrace your unending odyssey. The home you once sought, you found deep within, and the new life you're making is about to begin. You're one with yourself and the self of each other. Your mind is your father, your heart is your mother. You have found and returned to the flow of all life to be free of the fear and above all the strife. To know of yourself as a family of life gives rise to vast wisdom, pure love, and great might. From the core of the One, you remember each day There is always a reason and forever a way. To find your great light, look deep inside, for only love lives and fear cannot hide. Your bright inner light finds life all around, where peace, love, and beauty exist and abound. You may lose your great blessing to the jaws of illusion and fall into the depths of fear and confusion, but your family of light will open your eyes so you can remember all life is a prize free for the taking. Just ask and you'll have it, but fear's an old friend, and worse yet, it's a habit. But if you call to your family to remember your being, you will join their feeling, their hearing, and seeing. With your family of light all around you once more, you can never feel empty, lonely, or poor. The wealth of pure spirit lives at one with your soul. As you travel the cosmos, once again, you are whole. Dear ones, we are the Arcturians, here to assist you as you return to your true self. Take a moment now to remember your beautiful form of light body. Feel the light that you are. Feel the love that you emanate. Feel how the light comes in through your crown and down into your center, your high heart. And feel how that light becomes unconditional love, which follows you, which looks like wings, and precedes you, which appears to be an open heart, filled with unconditional love. It is in this manner that you connect with the One. Within this manner, the One enters in through your crown, the burst of light that arises from your high heart. This burst of multidimensional light shares its essence with your high heart so that your unconditional love can be used as the fuel through which you can experience any form or formless state of reality that is your desire within that moment. Feel now that first desire that you had to enter a holographic projection, the third dimensional reality of life on planet Earth. Feel how you, within the core of the One, chose to project out that great light and unconditional love in to the reality of third dimensional Earth. Now take a moment and envision your light being just before you took your current Earth vessel. A very important time, for this Earth vessel has come to assist in planetary ascension. From inside the One, you feel yourself as a drop of light in the cosmic sea. From within that drop of light within the cosmic sea, you project your essence out into the third dimensional hologram of life on planet Earth at the time of the birth of your current Earth vessel. Feel yourself as you breathe your love and light into that infant. Observe how you did your best to protect that infant, knowing that the infant, the child, the teen, the adult, you had chosen certain challenges. These certain challenges were chosen to best assist you to awaken to yourself. That time of awakening is now. You have allowed yourself to ground your essence, your unconditional love, your multidimensional light, into the core and body of Gaia. You have raised your consciousness beyond individual, into collective, into planetary, many of you into galactic, and even into cosmic. You are aware that you are much more than you appear to be, as one is to perceive your earth vessel. Take a moment now and imagine yourself being within your earth vessel. Turn around and look inside. Look deep in to find the you. The you that is a member of the One. From that you and from that One, you can feel the steady flow of multidimensional light and unconditional love, because you have opened your third eye by combining and partnering your pineal gland and your pituitary gland within the mystical marriage of divinity and humanity. You are now able to calibrate your pineal gland so that it can constantly and lovingly course peace and love through your entire physical earth vessel via your endocrine system. Take a long moment now and feel the love and light as it enters your crown. Breathe in through your crown, and as you exhale, pull in the love and light. And feel that love and light move all throughout your physical form. Breathe in again the love and light through your crown. And as you exhale, pull the love and light all the way down into the body of Gaia, where it swirls around her planet, amplified and unified with all of the lovely life forms that share her body. Inhale once more, this time from deep within the core of Gaia, and allow that planetary love and light to move all the way up your body and back in to your pituitary to be joined within your sacred temple within with your pineal gland.
We stand at the end to see the beginning and dream of an earth where all life is winning, and no one is hungry, and no one is poor, and no one is greedy, and no one wants more. We dream of an earth when the land and the sea become one with people like you and like me. On this earth we're one with the rocks and the trees, commune with all nature through the land and the breeze. We open our senses to dear Mother Earth, who offers a platform where we can know birth. This birth gives us form, a world filled with mystery, and offers a forum where we create history. But history is ending, the future is now.
We know we're a planet, but we don't know quite how. Something inside us remembers a deal we made long ago before we were real.
We didn't have form as we soared through the sky, but wanted a body and didn't know why.
An urge deep inside us called from our being for a place that had time for hearing and seeing. A place we could learn, a time we could grow, and share our true spirit with others we'd know. The concept of others was new to our one. We'd know not a planet or even a sun. Together with Gaia, the heart of us all, we entered a form and began our great fall. We fell from the heavens and landed right here to remember our love and learn about fear. We've learned all we need and feel quite complete. Experiences are gathered and packed up all neat. Now we will journey deep, deep inside, where only the truth lives with no place to hide.
We know that this journey that starts will not end, and that is the message that we will all send.
Awake now, dear spirits, adventure is here. We can all live in love and release all our fear. Just open your heart and let the truth in. That's all you need do so it can begin. And what will begin, we are not quite sure, but feel it is loving and know it is pure. For with our hearts open, our feeling and knowing, project the reality our being is showing. Our beings are many, for together we stand. The people, the creatures, the sea and the land. Rejoice, we remember, we chose to come here, to call in our soul self who resides beyond fear. This true self we ground into the Great Mother, to return to the one where there is no other.
Then people and planet will all become one, as together our light will outshine the sun.
You're now ready to calibrate your pineal gland to the frequency of peace and calm. For as you flow into the year of 2011 and the many changes that will occur, peace and love, peace and calm will allow you to flow through the changes. Flow through the changes as an eagle flows through the sky, finding the updrafts and spreading your wings. Flow through the changes as the tide flows in and then flows out. Peacefully, calmly, perceiving all that is, and knowing that you are going home. You are coming home. You are creating home. For you are the dream, the dreamer, and the one who is having the dream. For you are the one. Each and every one of you is the one. Take a moment again, breathing in the peace and calm into your crown, and think of whatever it is that creates the greatest peace in your life. Allow your imagination to slowly or suddenly reveal a picture, a memory, a story that creates a sensation. Deep peace. Feel that peace and store that peace in your pineal gland. Store that peace as a pattern of thought within your pineal gland. Now, allow picture, an image, a memory of calm. Calm into your life. Allow it to reveal itself to you, and as it does, store it right next to peace in your pineal gland, so that your pattern of speech, your pattern of thought, your pattern of emotion can consistently and constantly bask within the peace and calm that you have programmed into your pineal gland. This peace and calm will allow you to move up through the pineal gland, your personal portal, into your dreams and your meditations and your visitations of your true self, awaiting you and welcoming you on fifth dimensional earth. At the same time, the peace and calm allows you to pull in the torsion waves from the galactic center, multidimensional light, and the unconditional love . And this frequency moves through the filter within your pineal gland that allows you to accept all of the changes, all of the light, all of the love, peacefully and calmly. Now holding the sensation of peace and calm combined as one, and project that sensation from your pineal gland in the center of your brain. Project it forward to your pituitary gland in your brow at the front of your brain between your eyes. Your pituitary gland is your master gland, and it can send through your endocrine system, moving into all the fluid of your body, your cerebral spinal fluid, your blood, and send this message of peace and calm to be shared with all of the hormones, with all of your chakras, and from there, every component of your body and every component of your inner and third dimensional reality. Feel the flow of peace and calm as it moves first all the way down to your first chakra, to your adrenal system. Your adrenal gland, so that if something externally or internally begins to ignite your fight flight, the peace and the calm comes in. Let there be peace. Let there be calm as you flow home. Peace and calm as you flow home. With the adrenals calm, the message moves throughout all of your chakras, all of your endocrine glands, all of your body. Now, feeling that peace and calm again in your pineal gland, direct your attention to your throat chakra, to your thyroid glands. Your thyroid glands set the rate of your metabolism, of your thoughts, of your actions, of your life. The thyroid glands are vital in your finding the center flow. with the peace and calm within your pineal gland. Breathe it into your throat, into the little butterfly-shaped that is within your throat. As you breathe in the peace and calm, find the center flow. Through the center flow, there is peace. Through the center flow, there is calm. See that place in between, place where there is no resistance, for it is the flow of the One. Now returning to your pineal gland, turn your attention from there towards your high heart. The high heart between your heart chakra and your throat chakra. It is in the high heart that you find your thymus glands just above your heart. The thymus glands, your entire immune system. Your body is based on homeostasis. What goes up goes down, what goes right goes left. Homeostasis, once again, is finding the place in between, the center. So once again, focusing on the peace and calm within your pineal gland, breathing down into your high heart, into your immune system, finding the peace and calm of the center, the peace and calm through which you can heal, the peace and calm through which your body can lovingly and willingly find the balance so that you can live in optimum health. The peace and calm through which your body can find the unconditional love of yourself. It is through this unconditional love that you will heal yourself, you will heal your loved ones, you will heal your planet. It is through this unconditional love that you will create your journey home. Blessings on your journey. Blessings on your return to self.
Now that the sleep of many lives is coming to its moment, now that the fear of many moments begun to lose its fearsome. Now that the flower of my own creation renewed itself in new ideation, now and forever there can be freedom. Now and forever there can be peace, peace to go inside to see all I ever dreamed to be. Thank you.
Dear children of my land, I am Gaia, your Earth Mother. I wish to speak with you this evening on the last day of my year, 2010, to tell you that I am so proud to be you. Yes, I am you, for dear humans, we are one. You have come into my body for myriad lives, during myriad civilizations, and now you have come to me to live your final physical incarnation. Dear children, you have done so much to assist me in this, your closing incarnation, so that we may travel home to our fifth dimensional expression as one being. We, you and I, have suffered many assaults at the hands of those who could not see the light. But these assaults are coming to an end. And what have we done to deserve this? What we have done is that we have remembered. You, dear ones, have remembered, as have I. We have remembered that the time has come to end the game. We have come to the completion of the lessons of this frequency and desire to return to our true fifth dimensional resonance. We long to be within the oneness from which we were born and to live within the unconditional love and multidimensional light of that reality. Those who have feared that concept of return have forgotten that they too are magnificent beings of light. Therefore, in these final times of illusionary life, I ask of you, each of you, my brave warriors, to ease your fist and open your heart. Fear and fight will feed the dark, whereas love and light will awaken a spark within the Atma of their hearts. There is no one who does not have an inner Atma, a threefold flame of wisdom, power, and love, as it is the Atma which allows a human to maintain a body. Therefore, my brave children, I, your mother, ask that instead of fear and anger, send to these lost ones the wisdom, power, and love that resides within your own threefold flame. As you have learned, that which you send out into my world returns to you and me threefold. Because of this law, which I know you have remembered, the best way to assist me now is to forgive those who have harmed us. Yes, us. They have harmed you, and they have also harmed me, your Earth Mother. Therefore, I ask you, dear ones, to use your mighty wisdom, power, and love to send unconditional love and forgiveness to the ones who have forgotten and cannot remember. As you bless them, see my true beauty. Envision my mighty oceans, rivers and streams, my beautiful mountains, vast prairies, lush forests, and courageous deserts. See my many life forms of plants and animals as they bask within your unconditional love. As you forgive the ones who have forgotten and cannot remember, please tell them that I, Gaia, hold no remorse for any of my choices, nor should they. Each of my beings has chosen to play a role in the drama of life in the third dimension. Those who cannot awaken are merely those who cannot remember their true self. As these lost ones awaken, they shall contribute so much to our planetary ascension that at last they will understand why they have chosen to play the role of the villain. As we come to the final act of this great drama, we remember the words of a beloved yet wildly misquoted hero. With his dying breath, he sent forth forgiveness, as he said, "Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do." Soon they will know what they have done and what they are doing. And these ones who have chosen to incarnate as the villains will need our and your unconditional love to heal. The higher the climb, the steeper the fall, also reads, as the steeper the fall, the higher the climb. My dear dedicated children, I ask you in this final turn of illusion that you choose love, for it is only through the power of unconditional love that forgiveness can be sincere. May we, person and planet, hold these words within our heart and mind. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. With these words, we use the power of our unconditional love and forgiveness for all life to merge the polarities of our third dimensional expression and ascend into the fifth dimensional unity of the One. Dear keepers of my land, the One awaits us. Our return is imminent. I, Gaia, close this message with a song from your partners in ascension, the keepers of the water. Blessings be, and thank you so much to all of my beings who have assisted me in this time of my ascension. Happy New Year. Happy 2011. May the keepers of the land and the keepers of the waters join as one to bring land and sea home to the fifth dimension. In closing, I, Sue Lee, would like to say thank you to Jackie Callas for the beautiful singing and rhythms that she has put to my poems. You can contact Jackie at j.callis@internet.com. Have a great year, and I'll be seeing you.